This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, it's done. Money is more expensive right now than it was this morning. But to be clear, because context matters, money is just a teensy little bit more expensive than it was this morning. But now what happens? Because it's not like today's interest rate increase has come as a surprise, right? Well, turns out the housing market has been bracing for what higher mortgage rates are going to mean for home affordability and therefore sales. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the relationship between Fed policy and mortgage rates, it's not as straight ahead as one might imagine.
The Fed's move today targets the federal funds rate. That's the interest banks charge each other to lend money overnight. Doesn't get much more short-term than that. But mortgages are much longer-term loans, and their rates closely follow yields on the 10-year Treasury note.
There's no doubt that there is some relationship between these two.
That's Christopher Thornburg with Beacon Economics.
As the Federal Reserve tightens up on the short end, they make money less available. And in theory, rates should also be going up on the long end.
Now, the Fed has been telling us for months that they were going to do this, says economist Ben Keyes at the Wharton School.
And so I think most market observers would expect that this has already been baked into today's mortgage rates.
Mortgage rates are up about 1% since late last year. In its statement, the Fed also said it would start reducing its holdings of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities at a coming meeting, which could further push up rates. Nancy Vanden Houten, lead economist at Oxford Economics, says the market's been expecting that, too.
We do expect, you know, further increases in mortgage rates along with treasury rates. But that's based more on our outlook for inflation at this point.
Because when bond investors see higher inflation on the horizon, they want to be compensated for that in the form of higher interest rates. Again, Chris Thornburg.
There is a basic objective economic reality here, which is that bond rates in the long run have to be higher than inflation.
So whatever the Fed does, he expects the cost of borrowing to go up. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.